the U.S. Census Bureau is proposing changes to the way race is categorized. Now, according to the last census taken in 2010, 72% of respondents said they are white. Seems straightforward, but here's how the Bureau defines white: a person having origins in Europe, the Middle East, or North Africa. So if your ancestors came from Egypt, you check white. Iraq, white. Syria, white. The new proposals would undo that definition and add a Middle East, North Africa category. And that's caused some celebration and some concern. Arwa Makdawi wrote about this for The Guardian. She's a UK citizen with a green card here in the US, but she knows that as the census goes, so go all forms for employment, for instance. So, Arwa, first, your ancestors are from where?
I'm half Palestinian, half English.
Okay, so how did you feel when you first heard this?
As you said, there's calls for celebration and concern. It's nice to see yourself reflected in documents, and it always feels strange ticking the other box or ticking the white box, because obviously, legally, Arabs and Middle Eastern and North Africans may be seen as white, but the world doesn't see them as white. Mm-hmm. So counting people from the MENA region could help in terms of getting funds for local communities of that origin, tracking discrimination. But this new proposal is coming out at a very interesting time, obviously. With Trump and Bannon in the White House, it might not be the best time to advertise that you're Middle Eastern, particularly.
But again, there's a little bit of pride. I mean, there is pride. Yes, this is what I am.
Absolutely. You feel invisible if you don't see yourself in these documents, if you have to go for other or white. It is an othering experience.
Well, and you take us through how the definition of white has changed over decades and is changing in other countries as well. And we should say race is defined by the dictionary as what your ancestors were, but also common habits, common characteristics. So it can be kind of a loose definition. And you remind us that, for instance, in England right now, where there was Brexit, and part of the upset that led people to vote to leave the European Union, many people were concerned about Polish workers, said to be taking jobs. That's debatable. But how do Poles register in the British census?
So Poles are now the largest foreign-born group in the UK, overtaking Indians. And obviously Poles are white, but on the British census, they tick other white rather than British white.
And so they're not categorized as somehow the same white as Brits. And you look at a Polish person and a British person, it's hard to see much difference.
Exactly. And what's really interesting is that there's been, sadly, a huge increase in hate crimes against Polish people since Brexit. And a lot of the way that the media categorizes these is as race hate crimes, sort of then showing that they kind of think of Poles as a different race to white British.
Well, and throughout American history, there are people who weren't exactly seen as the same kind of white. You cite several books. Interestingly, they have the same kind of names. How the Irish Became White. Again, hard to think of anybody whiter. Or how the Jews became white folks and what that says about race in America. There are whole swaths of people who weren't seen as the right kind of white.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, it was fascinating. Benjamin Franklin didn't see Germans as being truly white. They were a little swarthy for him.
Wasn't white enough. Well,
no.
So this is, if this happens, it won't be till 2020. What are you thinking? What are your friends thinking? Are there people who might hesitate to check it off? This is a voluntary thing.
I mean, it'll be interesting to see what the current climate in 2020 is and the way that Trump's going. I mean, we might all be deported by then, so it might not be an issue.
Well, let me ask you about that, because his supporters might say that's not fair. We should know how many Arabs, Middle Easterners, North Africans are in the United States for different kinds of reasons. As you said, there could be good kinds of reasons, not nefarious kinds of reasons. So why not change it?
The more interesting question, I think, is that why do we have these boxes in the first place? Should we really be counting races in this way? And very interestingly, a lot of Trump supporters are against this because they think that Middle East and North Africans are now going to get special treatment for it, that they're going to have affirmative action.
Well, in fact, historically, officials in the U.S. have kind of squirreled with the census to keep whites in the majority. I mean, some people feel that's why, you know, Jews who might have come from the Middle East were counted as white, because it helped up the number of whites.
Absolutely. I think people are thinking a lot about whiteness now because the US census keeps us telling us that whites are going to be a minority by 2044. And that's really looking at the numbers very selectively, not looking at mixed race, not looking at, you know, Hispanics, very white Hispanics. So I think that, it's easy to kind of keep shuffling the numbers, changing the categories and making whites the majority.
Yeah. Well, we will see what happens. Arwa Makdawi, a writer for The Guardian and a Palestinian English woman. Arwa, thank you so much.
Thank you.